Welcome to Pure Connect Podcast with Dr. Geshom Sikala, a celebrity mentor and prince. He is a businessman, humanitarian, author, speaker, television host, media personality, pastor to the stars, and global goodwill ambassador. Here, Dr. Geshom will help you understand true success and prosperity, maximize your true potential, experience God's presence, deepen your relationship with God, and learn to walk with God. Now, here is Dr. Geshom.
Our kids have been changed, but he has taken over the school. I didn't know I took over the school. I did it, actually. Jesus took over the school. Yeah. Then everybody started talking like that boy called Geshom. Everybody's talking about Jesus and painting and talking about miracles, signs and wonders. Said our kids have become weird.
It's the wonders that
And some of them are breaking up with their boyfriend and girlfriends. They said, we can't do that. We have to live clean. It's because they were used into that. They said, our kids are weird. My son is not even dating now. My daughter is not dating. Just saying, I want to wait until marriage. I want to do this because I taught them like that. You know, that's a move of God. So I got transferred to another school. The same thing happened. And another school, the same thing happened. The last school, I had a favor with a cigar Catholic man. He used to smoke a very big cigar. This Irish priest from Catholic. He would call me and would light up his cigar and said, you know what? Before I joined Rome and I joined Vatican, I wanted to be somebody like you. You were like my dream. To see the power, the healing, and all that. He said, I will protect you. He was, because it was kind of a Catholic school. So he said, I will protect you. I'll even say, Pope does back these things. I said, wow. He said, why are you telling me? Because I didn't know what was going on. Because they were talking, they were saying, how can we stop him? I didn't know they were planning meetings against me. I had no idea. You know, the good thing is, it's better to not have an idea what the enemy is doing. Just have an idea of what God is doing. So, very, very interesting. One time, a Catholic priest, he was having a mass, a very big mass for the school. It was mandatory, everybody needs to have mass. So on that day, he told me, can you open up in prayer? I raised my hand and say, I vow to give you all the praise and all the glory for this opportunity to touch these people. Now, dear Lord Jesus, I want you to manifest your power and your glory. I want you to be seen, that everyone here know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Almost half of the group, they were on the floor and screaming. This is not like a church. This is a high school. Even me, I got scared. I said, what did I just do? I'm serious, I got scared because half of that they were screaming, some were on the floor, some were crying, some were shouting, Jesus! Oh my goodness. Me and the Catholic priest, we panicked both. The Catholic priest said, what did I do to give him a mic? Also, I said, what did I do to do that? So we are both panicking. No control. He picked up a very big Bible. He noticed, he didn't, you know, he was wiser than me in that area. He knew some things were evil spirits. He was aware of it for some reason. Me, I wasn't. Me, I was just like... So he picked up his big Bible and started hitting all those that had demons. Please go! Please go! Please go away! Please go away! Please go away! Please go away! And me, I'm like, I don't know what to do. I opened my Bible. You know, it's one of those panicking times. Opening scriptures, you're not finding any scripture. You're looking for a quick answer. Then I remembered. I remember Jesus, he spoke to a demon and said, be quiet. I remember the scripture. Then he commanded it to be gone. And that's exactly what I did. I said, quiet. It was quietness. And I commanded it to be gone in Jesus' name. Took a little bit of while, but they're all gone and left. That was the end of me being a normal kid. I used to learn at school. When I'm learning, I said, there is a man of God that the miracle boy is learning today at LS. So there was so much pressure on me. Because they were expecting, I don't know, I was not normal anymore. It was like respect from everyone. They would tell me, how did you do that?
Dr. Geshom will continue with that word in a moment. Kindly note that you can continue to discover God's powerful truth and much more in Dr. Geshom's other resources, which include his new books, Delete the Offense and Healing Your Own Soul, a book that will bring wholeness to your being. You can get these copies on Amazon or go to www.geshomsikala.org. Now, let's get back to Dr. Geshom as he continues with today's word.
Pentecostal group of people, they wanted to shut me down because they said everybody was coming to listen to me than to them. I didn't know what is Pentecostal, what I was just a kid on fire. So one time the Lord shows me a group, a dream. He says, one day I want you to take over this group and lead them to the Lord. He showed me a dream. So I go to this group that is called a Pentecostal group. But God showed me in the dream. I go in that tent, and the chairman of that group said, I had a dream that you are the one to lead us. Then I said, I just had a dream too. Then I said, I don't know what to do. I've never read anybody. I've just preached the gospel. So I became the leader of that group. And that group was able to introduce prayer at school. A lot of things got changed. A lot of pastors from outside school, they were coming to see me and said, we have heard about you, young man. Wow, God is using you. And they extended their invitation, some of them, to their churches and all that. And the list became history. You see, when you begin to walk in God's dynamics of glory, God's power will shock you. God who supplies you with his miracles. We are so much conditioned to the norm, but God wants to take you higher. But you must understand that favor sustains revival. I had a revival in that school, and one of the things that kept it going, because I had favor with the Catholic Father. Even when people wanted to shut it down, I had favor. I believe that God is going to give this ministry favor with key people in the community. So that what God is going to do this weekend will be sustained. Because you see, it's God's will that we all live in the Spirit. When you live in the Spirit, you will have a spiritual health that will bring a body health and a soul health. The reason why people are so messed up in the name of being spiritual, it's because they have not encountered Jesus. They have encountered religion. Once you encounter Jesus, something happens in your life. The quality of life is introduced to you. I was only 17 years old. I started a business. The Holy Spirit spoke to me. We started a bike business. And I was able to hire 200 people. They used to call me a BA boy. I didn't know, born again. That's a BA boy. Chiefs in the area and the government people started having audience with me. And all I did, I preached Jesus without an apology, and they listened to it. And they donated some of the bicycles to churches and pastors. Seeing that type of grace and favor with people in high places sustained the move of God and gave me a platform to touch people. God wants to give you the platform to touch people. God wants to release favor with revival. Revival that brings favor. Because when God begins to touch people, He will also multiply people. Favor brings multiplication to sustain your anointing and what God has put in you to be heard. There were so many kids that went to those schools. Maybe there were so many kids, but none of them turned those schools upside down. But when God gave me favor of His presence, and He also gave me favor with some teachers that were hiding, they always told me, "We're supporting you, but keep quiet. Never mention our name. We are your advocate. You don't know what trouble you brought to us and to everybody, but we know what you're doing is the right thing." One of them, I even sent him some money. Last Christmas, my commerce teacher, he used to protect me. Sometimes he'd even ask me, because I was at the boarding school, sometimes he'd even ask me. Remember, I went to all the days. I used to go to the normal schools. Like, I would go to that place. I come back home. I got them all saved. The last resort was to take me to the boarding school. It didn't work either. There, it even became dangerous because I was meeting the same people every day. And guess what? That was my congregation. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me. While you are still a kid, your kids speak to kids. So you who are at college, you're the only one who can speak to your fellow college people. You at the high school, you're the only one who can speak to your fellow high school or to your primary school or to your nursery school. I believe that as much as we want to go into school, we should send our kids to school to minister to their own people. Because God has given you a job, not just a job, but He has also sent you as a missionary for your own job, for your fellow workers. That's how you sustain revival, not just coming and gather here. You get impartation, you go and impart to your fellow workers. You go and impart to your family. I want you to understand that God does not delay God's move. A man delays the move. If someone here is hungry enough, is able to give up his or her right and say, "I need God's power in my life. I need God's glory in my life." You know, a lot this book, the new dimension of glory, everything that, some of the things that happened, it's real events. I know some of them, it's outside the box, like money appearing outside the box, like my wallet. I left my wallet in Orange County. In Anaheim, Orange County, by mistake, I was preaching alongside with a woman called Juanita Bynum. Then I was flying for another revival. So I dropped my wallet somewhere, but I still had my passport. So, all my cards were there, everything was there. But I had some cash in the bag and my passport, so I was flying back to, I had a tour in South Africa, then I had a tour to Argentina, then I had a tour. So I had things planned. So I was rushing. Then I discovered I don't have my wallet. And one of the lady who was giving me a ride to drop me, I said, I've forgotten my wallet. I can't find it. I've checked it. I can't find it anywhere. She told me something I didn't believe. She said, don't worry. An angel of the Lord will bring it. Then I went like, I don't know if I believe that.
Yeah.
You know, in my mind, it's like, I don't know if I believe that. You know, sometimes we condition God and we condition ourselves. I've seen cancer healed, blind see, lame walk, all kinds of miracles you're going to see here in a few minutes. They're going to take place. I've lived in the glory, shook the high schools, but I couldn't believe for the wallet to be brought to me. It was like, I don't believe in that. I just had to be honest. I didn't really have faith. I thought this lady, now she's a preacher, after traveling with me, she ended up being a preacher. So
I said,
her name was Sandy. Anyway, she's a preacher. She's on other platforms. I said, Sandy, I believe you, but I don't know. Okay. Because I'm the one who's teaching on faith, but I didn't have faith. You know, sometimes you can preach on faith, but you don't have faith yourself. So I flew South Africa, then I was in Zambia. We were coming by the director of the company that I started. So I went and spent the night in his home because we needed to catch up what's going on in the company. In the bedroom of my friend, I found my wallet.
Come on.
I ran away from my own wallet. Again, I was told God angels will bring, but angels were faithful enough, they brought. Then I was scared of my wallet. I said, this cannot be. I left it for a while. I went into the reading room where everybody was watching a TV, so I was there. I go back into my room. I thought I was dreaming. You know, when you're prophetic, sometimes you're going to those supernatural dreams. You think you are awake, but you're sleeping. So I've never been. There are times when I'm sleeping, I woke up, I'm praying for people, getting slain in the spirit. Blind people seeing, I have dreams like that, you know. And I woke up sweating. Woo! Because, you know, the dream was so intense. I woke up, so I thought maybe I was having one of those dreams. I got born again in my faith. I said, wow. God can bring a physical thing to you.
Wow, she only got
money. Our mind can really limit God because we get used with the norm. We should give room for more. We should give room for unusual. We should give room for God to be God. God does not just do rational miracles. He does also miracles outside the box. Like a glass eye, being able to see. I was in Arizona, Glendale, Arizona. I was preaching there for my friend, a pastor there, called Jesus Promotion Church. It's a good name, they promote Jesus.
That's his name.
So I'm preaching there. One man, he does not even go to that church. He knows my cousin was working for UNICEF as a head of the UNICEF. So they were working together. So with that type of US, Africa, the NGO, they travel a lot to bring relief. He said, I came to your meeting because I noticed your surname is the same as my former workmate. And I texted him. He said, oh, that's my brother. Then I said, what happened to you? He said, I fell on the ground when you prayed for me. Then afterwards, you said somebody had an injury for many years. God is healing him. But I didn't know what type of an injury. I'm glad I didn't know what type of an injury. You know, that injury, the eye was packed out. And then they put a fake eye on his eye. He had an accident. That's why it was good that I did not know, because I would have lost faith again. That's like, looks so impossible, right? But God gives you a word. So this man, he noticed when I prayed for him, he went home, that his eye was crying. And then he noticed he was able to see through the fake eye. Wow. He was at work. He took the day off because he could not handle the miracle. It was too big. So he called himself sick home. You know, he said, I'm not feeling well. And that's why I'm crying all the time. I told the boss, he said, I need to go home. So he goes home and told his wife and says, do you know that one of my eye was a fake eye? He says, I think that's why it never moved. It was on the same position. Then he said, I had an accident and I had it operated in France. I even emailed the doctor, and the doctor told him, you're fooling yourself. There's nothing that eye cannot be repaired. I removed the original one. I put the fake one. So you can still look handsome. So he's in this, he's contemplating there with the doctor. He said, don't tell me that you can see. That's impossible. That's scientifically impossible. No one can fix you. So then when he came back to testify that he was able to see through the glass eye, while he's testifying, God turns the glass eye into flesh. Come on. Another miracle took place. It shocked us. I have a little video about it. Maybe we can show it.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to support the ministry and stay up to date with new episodes.